Kuf Nun Vav, Seder Maso Matan, the way one should conduct himself after he davens. And it has one sif in it. Achar kach, when a person finishes davening, Yelech La'asokov, should go to his work. The person learns Torah and he doesn't have any panosa, then he's eventually going to be battled from the Torah, and it's going to cause him to do avarice. The friend's not a madriga to manage with poverty. It could cause him to go against the rotten of Hashem. He should not make his work the main part of his day. It should be something that he does what he has to do and then get back to the learning. But the main thing should be his Torah. Everybody point to his abilities. He can't survive on working only 3 hours a day, like the Rambam says, so he has to work more. But he shouldn't make that the important part of the day. It's something he has to do. The thing that's important is the time he has to learn Echad Mabav, Echad Mamit, whether he does it more or less. Zevzeh Yiskan B'yodin. If he does so, then he'll have Parnosa, and he will also have the Torah. V'yiseh V'yitin V'emunah. When he does his business, he has to be honest. V'yiseh V'lhaske Shem Shemayel Batolo. Also has to be careful not to say the name of Hashem for no reason. He shouldn't swear for no reason. If someone uses the name of Hashem in not proper fashion, it causes death. And he should try to avoid swearing even for truth. There were 1,000 cities that Yanai Melech had that were destroyed because they made too many shvuas, even though they kept them. Bizom lishtatef makutim, shem yisrav lishvua, v'oiver, mishom lishom alpicha. It's also not good to have partnerships with goyim because they swear in the name of their gods, which is improper. You're causing them to mention their gods. Ramos says, v'yish makilim b'asiyah shutfis ma'akim, b'zman hazeh. Yeah, the minig in Europe was to be makim, to have shutfis with goyim, mishom she'ein, they don't swear in the name of the Avodah Zarah. They also mention the Avodah Zarah, but they mean God. They say all kind of other things together with Shem Hashem, but the main thing is Hashem. There's no issur for them to mention other names in their shavuos. Do business with them if you're not a partner, unless it is their holidays. If it's not their holidays, and the holidays itself, there's a concern, they're going to go and thank their deity, which we don't want them to do either. Yeah, the Mother of Ram brings all kind of proper modes of behavior that a person should have. Someone should have a close kesher with Tamid Chachomim to learn from their proper ways. It's a pasuk of a Tidid book. Therefore, one should try to marry a daughter of a Talmid Chacham, or marry his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, or help them out in any way you can. It says also there's a mitzvah to love every Jew like one loves himself, like it says, Riacha Kamboicha. And part of that is, when you speak about another Jew, you should say positive things about other Jews, unless you're standing in front of those who hate him, which by saying positive things about them will cause them to hate him, to be concerned about monetary loss that any other Jew has. If you see somebody's item is outside, you should take it, etc., etc., whatever you can to help him out. A person should not be mevaz other people. A person says that if a person is mechabed himself on the expense of embarrassing other people, and lechel lo lamhava. All this applies if the other person is a God-fearing Jew, but if he's a Rosha, that is over Averis, that everybody knows that Averis, then it's a mitzvah to hate him. Before you do that, ask your local Rav, a Shaila, if he qualifies for this hate. It's a mitzvah to love Gerim. If a person hates any Jew who is a God-fearing Jew, he's over Loisasei, Asis Nachicha B'Vavecha. The person should not causes friends by nicknames and may be degrading. And surely you should not hit them. If one hits somebody else, he's over. If you embarrass him, you're over. The Ram says that one should be mochiach somebody else in a proper fashion. If somebody did something bad to you, you shouldn't harbor the hard feelings in your heart. That's an aveira also, a netira. But at the Rambam, you should go directly to him or find somebody else, do it in a way that will work to make him the other person realize that he hurt your feelings. And it's a shame you get back together. The person has to be careful, very careful about his yisoymen, amonis, widows and orphans, even if they're wealthy, because they are very touchy. And somebody also who hurts their feelings, then Hashem Yirachim. It's a very bad thing to do. Yeah, it's a loisa saying, it's also a very bad thing to do. They consider the Yisayim until they get to an age that they can manage to be mefarsh themselves all by themselves. There's a Yisra of Kamufan, of Lashon Hora. That person shouldn't go around saying Lashon Hora about other people. It's a terrible aveira, as we know. Chavos Chaim read a whole famous sefer on that topic. Also, with the Bichlal Lashon Hora, is not only saying degrading things about somebody else, but saying something that could cause them some type of monetary or physical loss. It's also Bichlal Lashon Hora. As Machlekes, stay away. If somebody did something bad to you, don't be noikim, don't take revenge, or don't even feel in your heart something bad about you. It's not easy. As Yishom says, it's an easy mitzvah for Malachi Ashoris. But Hashem gave it to us, so in this respect, we have to do what we have to do. Person, when he eats, it's brought down in the Rishonim that there's an issa that you shouldn't eat like a zoylel de soyve. You shouldn't eat stuffing yourselves. Yeah, they have restaurants, I heard, which have mahadrin hechsherim, but they're made for a person to stuff himself. So then realize the person being over these licenses. Person, when he talks, he should speak in a fine fashion, I shouldn't say dvorim magunim, improper words. A person should be very careful also not to be mashal anybody else with gives them advice and make sure that advice is really something that's good for the person. A person should stay away from lying. And the only time one can change is mifnei daki sholim, or prevent his own gaiva. He doesn't. Somebody asks if you know whole mesechta. He says, whole mesechta, which generally nowadays is true anyway. So you don't have to be so afraid of being lying, even if you learn the whole mesechta. Then whole mesechta. Flattery is also an improper thing. A person does an improper act. You shouldn't say, don't worry, it's all right. Says that Kalai saw flattered the Akrupa Samelech. It was an Aveira. Kamavan, if you're afraid this guy's going to kill you, then you're allowed to say, you did everything wonderful. When you have interactions with other people, you should always dan them lechav schus, judge them favorably. One should know that 90% of the time, when you think somebody did something bad to you, they didn't really do it, or if they said something, they didn't mean it. You should really try to look at it in the right. It will save yourself a lot of agmas nefesh, and you'll also be mekayim this mitzvah. Yeah, if you stam talk, idle talk that has no purpose, no goal to it, is also loisus say dibalt and bom loibit v'machayim. We also have to be medam ourselves. Takodesh bochum midas. People think it's a nice thing. Ram mentions it. It's part of the mitzvah. Lachta b'drachov. You have to have just like a kodesh bochum, rachem v'chanun, etc. That we have to go Hashem's way. Ram says more. And a person has to be chayzer b'tshuva from aveiros that he did, he has to be chayzer b'tshuva from his bad midas.